Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm your host, Alisa Nicole. You're listening to Alisa Nicole Live. It's Surprise Topic Tuesday, And again, you're listening to Alisa Nicole Live, and it's Surprise Topic Tuesday. Normally, we do the show, or normally I have a show on Fridays at 8 p.m. Today, however, I just, you know what? It's Surprise Topic Tuesday, and so hopefully you had a wonderful day. If you if you're still at work, hopefully, you know what, you're enjoying your day at work, and I hope this show helps your day at work go a little bit smoother. Okay, so, Alisa Nicole Live, you know what, I had some time today, and I was just sitting, I was just thinking about the show, and this is actually, I think, our 77th episode. We're nearing 100. We're nearing nearing the 100th episode. So Alisa Nicole Live, it's nearing the 100th episode. I'm nearing the 100th episode of Alisa Nicole Live, and that is wonderful. So yeah, so we're well on our way, and I'm so happy. Alisa Nicole Live, it's so much bigger than I thought it would be. Having listeners across the U.S. and even and having listeners internationally. So thank you so much to those, to my loyal listeners, new listeners. Thank you for telling your family, friends about Alisa Nicole Live. It's just, it's amazing. And so I just had some time today to think about it. And I was like, you know what, this is, wow. So it's really great, and I'm really happy about that. Okay, so Surprise Topic Tuesday. I was thinking about, you know what, dating, Alisa Nicole and dating, and I think that this is just such a great topic. I was the other day, you know, my sister likes to joke with me, and hopefully she's okay with me, you know, telling this little snippet, or whatever you shall say. But she's like, you know what, you know, why don't you just go on like this dating show? And I'm like, no, I cannot just go on like this dating show. And so it's a show out there, and I think, and it's, you know, I won't say the name of it, but it's some show, I want to say, where you, when you see the person, or I don't know how the show goes, but I think it's one of those shows where, I don't know, you meet the person, and, you know, and then you, you know, I'm not too sure what it's all about, but she threw something in there about marriage, and I'm like, okay, all right, well, you know, we won't talk about that. She's like, come on. I'm like, okay, no. But no. So anyway, you know, she comes up with these fabulous ideas, you know, and she's like, just do it. And I'm like, you know what? No, I can't do that. So anyway, so that was that. But dating, you know. So what about it? You know. I, for my married couples out there, do you still date? You still date your spouse? And I guess that's a good way to look at it, being, you know, an individual. If you're married, you know, does that keep the, you know, how do they say? Does that keep things going, you know, fresh and cool, or you know, dating your spouse? You know, do you still have date night? I know some individuals don't. You know, maybe it's like, you know what? I don't know about having like a date night. Or whatnot. You know, we're married, so we're going to do the married thing. So, you know, what exactly is it? You know, what exactly is it? So, you know, my whole thing is with me, and my sister, you know, she does this, you know. So anyway, I won't say my age, okay, but I know you know, it's this whole dating concept, this whole dating thing. So what about it, you know? So I, you know, I've expressed, you know, like, yeah, you know, but for me, I'm not picky. I don't want to say I'm picky, but I have my standards, you know, I have my standards and I have it, you know, this and that. So, you know, she likes to sometimes, you know, be like, you know, it's, She kind of caught me off guard. I was like, okay, I don't know what this is all about. This a TV show. She just thinks that I'll just sign up for anything. Like, come on, you know what I mean? But that's okay. That's okay. Maybe we'll start off at, I'll start off, I don't know. She kind of, I'm like, okay, we'll leave it like that. I won't say anything about any, if future projects that, any interest or whatnot. But I'll just be like, okay, I'm just like, okay, I don't know. I don't know about that. How does my listeners, how does my Lisa Nicole Live listeners, feel about that? No. So, okay, so before I get into that, okay, so Lisa Nicole Live and dating. So anyway, with this whole dating thing, I think it's really wonderful. So I don't know, it's like, what are my preferences? And then with individuals, so in Hollywood, and last episode I was talking about East Coast, West Coast, where to live. Where a person lives, that kind of determines sometimes, the whole dating thing, right? That sometimes determines that. And I'm like, so anyway, I don't know. It's different, or is it? I don't know. So, the East Coast dating versus the West Coast dating versus the Midwest versus, I don't want to leave any, versus, whatever coast it may be. I'm like, I don't know. I think I just have my preferences. So, does the individual have to make a certain amount of money? Do they have to be a certain height? Do they have to be a certain weight? And I'm not judging. I'm not, and my disclaimer is, use your best advice and seek the advice of a professional when necessary. Everything you hear on the Lisa Nicole Live is strictly the opinion of the host of Lisa Nicole. So it's strictly the opinion of myself. So you do not, this is just strictly, my opinion. But for me, I have standards, but I do like guys that are tall. But you know what? Whatever the case may be, I like a guy that's taller than me. I like a guy that's taller than me. You know what? But that's not to say anything. You know what I mean? It's just like, what do they always say? The thing is, you have to get to know someone. Obviously, someone who I have, like, fabulous. I was thinking just fabulous. And what's the word? I'm thinking beyond the whole thing with, someone that is like, when, someone that, I just feel great around, we just really connected. Okay, so we really connected, but you know what? What I have to say is this. In terms of Hollywood, and it doesn't have to be just Hollywood, being a host, being a radio show host has really, 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 I don't know, it's taught me some things. It's really taught me some things, but has it changed, the type of people that I would date, or the type of person that I would date, rather? I don't know, and then I say, maybe it's, I don't know. I might talk to guys here and there and, get asked, like, hey, this and that, but, so that's that. But Hollywood dating, I don't know. For me, there's definitely some things that, go into play with someone who I want to, have dinner with. So anyway, with Hollywood and dating, you know what? This makes me think about who knows the actor Shamar Moore? Who knows the actor Shamar Moore? You know what? He's a really handsome guy. And I was just thinking of, I've talked about it previously, Hollywood actors, this and that, but not necessarily actors, just Hollywood in general, but not just Hollywood in general, just whatever in general, you know what I mean? But think about, in terms of Hollywood, I'm like, people who, I've been around. I've been around him. I for the ladies out there who's like, woo, you know what? He's a really great actor. And, major shouts to him on his new show, SWAT. And that's all I'll say about SWAT. So big ups to him. But you know what? What I can say is, I'm not too sure if he'll remember this, but a red carpet. It was a red carpet premiere of his movie, and and I remember. We were taking a picture together or something. I'm not even too sure if I should say this. We took a picture together, and we had a moment of his hand touched my hand, and ladies, I didn't faint. No, but you know what? I was just like, okay, he's this person where, he really has something about him. So I'm just saying, that's that. He has something about him, and I'm not saying anything else, but anyway, but that's the thing. What I'm trying to say is, when that's something to, for me, it's something to look for. Okay. That's what I'm telling you. It's something to look for. And that's that. But when it comes to dating, I like to keep my dating life a secret, or not necessarily a secret, but I don't talk and tell. So, with that being said, it's just one of those things where, what I'm trying to say is someone that you have. And for me, I'm like, I have good chemistry with this person. You know what I mean? And whoever that'll be. Okay. And that's all I'll say about that. But I was just like, So anyway, so hopefully Shamar Moore doesn't get me or whatnot. And so big ups to him on SWAT. On the show SWAT, and that's that. So and I know you're gonna ask, I'm looking at something here, but that's all I'll say about that. That's all. I'm not saying anything else about anything but the holidays. So the holidays are coming up, ladies. And with the holidays, so what exactly, you'd be surprised, right? The day is just kind of, or the year, it's interesting, right? The year kind of really, before you know it, we've got what? We have so many Father's Day, what else? 4th of July, and then there's, what else is there? So some big stuff, Thanksgiving, we have Thanksgiving, and then we have then we have the holiday season, Thanksgiving is like the holiday. So that's like huge. So what I guess, I just make sure you have everything planned the way things should be planned. And, this is Surprise Topic Tuesday, and I'm not going to say anything else, but this is the holidays. So. I'm just sitting here thinking, though. I'm like, about this comment. I'll just leave it at that. We'll just keep it moving. By the way, you can reach me at alisanicolelive@gmail.com. That's alisanicolelive@gmail.com. If you have any show comments. That's how you can reach me. I'm on Twitter at Love Alisa Nicole and Instagram Alisa Nicole H. Okay, so that's that. But the holidays, are you starting to save now? What is it? This is a good time to save. This is a fabulous time to save for the holidays. So you should definitely. be thinking about some stuff. You know, you think about some things that you want to do for the holidays. You know what? Vacation. I was just thinking about vacations and, you know what? Planning a vacation. Okay, when is a good time to start planning a vacation? So that's what I'm trying to tell you. You know, however big, you know, I thank God for, you know, how God just, you know, really brightens my day every day. You know, brightens my day every day. And a vacation is needed sometimes, people. You know, you sometimes need to just relax and just, you know, hey, just relax. You know what I mean? So, and you know what? Vacation is a good time to relax. Vacation is a fabulous time to relax. So I'm not going to say anything. If you see myself, you know, on the beach, you know, with someone else, you know, just, you know, laying out in the sun, you know, having a good time, because that is exactly, that is exactly what I want, to just be laying out in the sun, you know, with, you know, just relaxing. That's what I need. That's what I, who needs that? It's Surprise Topic Tuesday. You know, surprise yourself and plan a vacation is what I, you know, I'm thinking for my, you know, like, you know, I need that. I need that. Now, moving along, this is something that I really, 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 like, want to get into. Okay, and I can save this. Oh, you know what? Dating. So back to dating, and hopefully we'll have time, because this is something we talked about this some shows. I'm not too sure what show it is, and maybe somebody can find that show. But growing with society. Okay, this was part two, and this was fabulous. Growing with society, part two. Where are your platforms? And this show is fabulous, because I was just like, wow, isn't that crazy? So where, growing with society, where are your platforms? I'll just ask that question, and then we'll just get into that again. And, you know, that's a great place for us to, you know, just really talk about some stuff, you know, in terms of just, you know, individuals and their, you know, individuals and, you know, where they want to be in life. Growing with society, where are your platforms? You know what I mean? You know, and what's going on? You know, like, just this whole concept of, you know, growing, where are your platforms? Are you growing with society? Are you, you know, as a person, you know, are you growing? And I, you know, and I'll ask myself, where is your platforms? Are you growing with society? Are you sure you have your platforms on? You know, you're ready to take on this big job at this, you know, Fortune 500 company, you know, ready to really, like, really do it. Do you have the right platforms on? Are you ready for this job? You know, that's the thing. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to grow with society? You know, they may say, you know what? Okay, we want you to do this. We want you to really grow with society. We want you to, you know, we're looking for this. We're looking for that. And some people are like, yes, I want to do this. I want to do it. But, you know, where are your platforms? Does anybody feel like, you know what? I got this. This was such a fabulous episode for me, and I just was like, wow, you know. So growing with society, where are your platforms? You know, this just really speaks with, you know, just doing something, you know, in life, just really doing something with yourself in life. Now, Hollywood, you know, we could talk about Hollywood we could talk about Hollywood. But, and you know what, Celebration Show, 100th episode, Celebration Show. Now, look, food, cooking versus eating in. So cooking versus eating in. And again, you're listening to Elisa Nicole Live. I'm your host, Elisa Nicole. Thanks so much for tuning in. Okay, so, you know, do you want to eat in or do you want to cook? Do you want to eat in? Do you want to cook? you know, my whole thing is I'm a total like, you know what? I either or, but I don't want to just be that either or person. You know what I mean? Sometimes a man likes when you're like, you know what? Do this, do this, do that. You know, or when you have some sort of idea. Just a moment, just a moment, just a moment. Hold on, taking some notes. Hold on. Okay, hold on, hold on. We're still on air. We're still on air. What? Okay, fabulous. We're still on air. We're still on air. Okay, thank you so much for staying tuned. And that's just how it is on Surprise Topic. Okay, so I prefer either or. I prefer either or, food versus cooking in. But you know, I really like someone that makes it. You can make some decisions, and I like to be able to make some decisions too. So you know, and I really like someone who can really. You know what I mean? Like, imagine that. You know, I want a man that can definitely, you know, cook. You know what I mean? I'm not asking anybody to like, you know, go all out, but you know what? I want, you know, that's just what I require. I think it's really sweet, you know, when a guy you know, does that. And so I really like the guy, you know, when my man can like, you know, cook for me. That's what I like. When, you know, when my man can do the things that he needs to do to keep me happy. Okay, ladies, that's what I'm talking about. Flowers. I you know, I like the, you know, 12 dozen is fabulous. 24 is even fabulous, more fabulous, but I really like a guy who can really, you know, just woo me. You know what I mean? I'm all about a guy wooing me, sending me flowers. You know, I love surprises. And you know, that's just really what I like. Make sure, you know, and that's when we're talking about dating, you know what you want. I know what I want. And again, as I talked about, you know, making sure you have some sort of good chemistry around a person, you know. For me, that's what I look for, somebody who I have good chemistry around. And you know what? It was just really, it's really something nice when a person, when you're around someone, you just have that that you know, non-fabricated, you know, just that really genuine, you know, first hello. So you know what? To actor Shamar Moore, thank you for that first hello, because you know, just that holding hands, you know, and it was actually a surprise. And I'm not, that's, you know what? I'll have to ask him one day. You know, do you remember that? You know, I don't know. And I was just thinking about it. I think about it. You know, I thought about it, like, you know what? So I hey, you know, that's just how it is. Your host, Elisa Nicole, you know, that's how, and I have no problem with Shamar bringing me over, you know, for dinner, cooking something. Yeah, I don't have any problems with that, you know. And hey, I don't kiss and tell. I don't kiss and tell. So we'll just leave it at that. But anyway, moving along. So next show, Growing with Society. Where are your platforms? Social media. We can talk again about that. We're running out of time. I'm your host, Elisa Nicole. Thank you so much for tuning in. And you know what? Have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, boo.